From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, August 30th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Public water in the town of Lisbon is safe to drink after officials feared it had been contaminated with arsenic. Testing by the Maine Center for Disease Control found arsenic levels well within federal safe drinking standards. The Lisbon Water Department issued a do-not-drink order Thursday after sludge was released into its system. At a bottled water distribution site Friday, Courtney Adaman recalled earlier in the week people in town were posting pictures of brown, murky tap water.
I mean, at first we're told that water's safe, and then all of a sudden we're like, oh no, don't be drinking that. My dog's been drinking it, so hopefully she don't get sick.
The Maine CDC says that so far there has been no increase in symptoms of arsenic poisoning. Brunswick residents sought answers Thursday night at a public forum on last week's spill of toxic firefighting foam containing PFAS at the former Naval Air Base there. Resident Emily Baisden says the spill didn't come as a surprise to her, given that the area had previously been deemed a Superfund hazardous cleanup site by the federal government.
We know there's a lot of toxic chemicals, and we know there's the potential for that happening. There's a lot of those bunkers and areas that still contain that stuff. Be nice for that to get cleaned up and taken care of so it doesn't happen again, but not so much surprised.
Some residents criticized the Midcoast Regional Redevelopment Authority. Local legislators who took part in the panel say they expect action in Augusta during the next legislative session. And Brunswick Town Councilors say they will respond to the spill at their next meeting. United Way of Southern Maine will receive $5.4 million from the federal government over the next 2 years to help support new immigrants in the state. United Way's Beth Campbell says the group will distribute the money to organizations providing direct services to new arrivals.
You know, we're really looking at our community challenges like food security, housing instability, lack of transportation and medical services. We know that they're all connected.
Campbell says it's the largest influx of money they've received over the last several years to support immigrant resettlement. The grant is part of a more than $300 million federal program aimed at boosting services for immigrants as they await immigration court dates. Thousands of asylum seekers have arrived in Portland in recent years, and many rely on municipal and nonprofit services before getting work authorization. Mainers could save an average of $147 a year on their utility bills over the next 2 decades, thanks to new appliance efficiency standards from the Biden administration, according to a report published last week. The Appliance Standards Awareness Project estimates that the new rules could save Maine businesses even more, about $9.5 million per year on utility bills over the next 2 decades. Joanna Maurer, co-author of the report, says Mainers aren't obligated to swap out any appliances now and should see more savings on utility bills as time goes on.
The annual savings will increase over time as more of the existing stock of products in homes and businesses is replaced with models meeting the new standards.
Air conditioners, dryers, and refrigerators are just a few of the dozens of products that are covered. The new efficiency standards should also prevent thousands of tons of harmful pollutants from being emitted and save more than 50 billion gallons of water per year in the U.S. The Maine Turnpike Authority is expecting some heavy traffic periods from Friday through Monday. Turnpike Authority spokesperson Rebecca Grover.
Our projections show that we will have about a 1% increase compared to last year's four-day Labor Day weekend. And last year, we had just over 1 million vehicle transactions over the Labor Day weekend.
The heaviest travel times are expected to be during the afternoon on Friday and again on Labor Day itself. Whether traffic builds earlier or later on Monday will depend on the weather. Grover says nice weather, as is now forecast, tends to make people stay a bit longer, creating a heavier afternoon traffic flow. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 for Weekend Edition with Carol Bousquet. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.